Well, Bob, thanks for having us, as always. Always a pleasure to be here on Mondays. I have Nick Hansen, our Parks and Rec Director, as well as Angie Olson. Both of these two individuals have been critical to setting up and starting the new Fremont Public Transportation System that's going to begin rides on September 7th. And so just to give a little bit of background, the Eastern Nebraska Office of Aging, who was providing some services in our area, did a great job over two decades providing service. They said we're no longer going to do it, and so it really left this huge gap. And I've heard from a lot of constituents over the past 6 months that relied on this service to get to doctor's appointments, to get to their certain obligations they had, and without it, they just didn't know what they were going to do. And so we really did. It was a priority of mine and the council, as well as the city staff, that we really needed to have and start something here in Fremont again. And so we purchased the three vans from the Eastern Nebraska Office of Aging. We've got them wrapped. They look pretty good. We've hired a few folks to help us start, including driver and dispatch. And so we're really, really excited and looking forward to it. Like I've told these two right here, we're starting small. I mean, so I guess I'm telling to the public, let us get our feet under us first. Let us do this kind of right and serve you well. And then as it continues to grow, we can expand it. You know, I'm really, really proud of these two folks right here, because these two really made it happen internally within the city. So there's my kind of kickoff for that, Bob. But Nick, why don't you go ahead and talk about how the process has been for you and what you're looking forward to and anything that the public needs to know at this point. So,
yeah, so we're open today here to start taking reservations for September 7th.
Okay.
I probably should have had the number with me, but I don't have it on me. But you can find it there on our website. It's out there. It's getting out there. We've had people already call in today to schedule their rides already starting September 7th. So that's it's a good sign that we know people need it. It's been challenging to try to get it up and running here. It didn't take us many months, so we got it up, we got it going. But the biggest thing, yes, starting small. We know that there's probably more things that people want, but to get us going right now is that's where we're at. We can get you anywhere inside is the city of Fremont and the 2 mile radius outside of it. And hopefully we can get you to your destination on a safely and timely manner.
I got a number for you.
All right, I knew
the number
you
is 402-459-2845.
That sounds right.
That's in your press release. It better be right.
It is right.
So do I hear you saying then you really, with this starting small, you do not want to be swamped to get this thing started?
Well, no, I'd love to see it really be popular and get it going. But what we're talking small is, and we only have one driver on hand and one part-time driver for right now.
Right.
So if it does happen to get going a lot quicker than what we want, there is options to be able to get another van and get another driver going as soon as we can.
I'll only ask one negative question. If you get 100 calls today, what is it going to be like to say no to 99 of them?
Well, luckily, that's my dispatch coordinator that's going to have to say no to them.
Well, how have you trained him?
But at the same time, we have to try. We can't guarantee you a ride. We'll take a look at our trip master scheduler, and we'll try to find you a time that accommodates you.
Okay.
But at the same time, we're still even learning the program. We have on-site training coming here next week, but we've had meetings the last couple weeks to get ready for the software to try to get you there as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
Okay, now, if I had an appointment in Omaha, but I live here in Fremont, you can pick me up in Fremont, but can you take me to Omaha?
We can't take you to Omaha. Nope, it's just within inside of city limits and 2 miles outside of city limits.
Oh, both for pickup and delivery.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, just for right now, got to start small.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And I really want this to grow, and I think it has a huge opportunity to do that. Like I've just told the staff, we just want to serve the public well. And I guess I would say, if you need a ride, you know, start putting, you know, call today, get booked for two. How far in advance? I don't know how far in advance we're going to be able to take it, but
48 hours.
So, okay. Let us know as soon as you know you need a ride. And again, we're really excited to be able to serve the community in this way. And we got a great team set up, and we're ready. We're ready to launch this thing. So
this thing had to know up front that it takes money to do this. Besides the need, Angie, how in the world were you able to pull all that together?
So we were able to use some information from Columbus, the Columbus area, and then also a lot of the information that the Eastern Nebraska Office of Aging shared with us. Mm-hmm. And that kind of helped us. We really were ballparking everything. We'll know more. It's a two-year grant program, so we'll know more once we get this up and running in the first year and second year to see what this will be like going forward. But yes, there are some tasks ahead of us, and it is federal and state funding, so there is a lot of reporting and compliance that we'll need to maintain. I also wanted to add that we do have a recurring ride option. So if you know that you have a weekly doctor's appointment, there was someone that already used this, actually, I think this morning. You can schedule that out. So if you have a doctor's appointment every Thursday, you are able to schedule that out in advance. Just call Dakota at the office, and I'll help you with that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Can I add something to that? I just want to, this program, my understanding, it's 90% federal state funding. So the only funding, is that right, Angie, or
it
close
is,
to
it's,
that?
There's portion that's 75%, and there's a portion that's 90%.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's a little of both. It's kind of confusing, but yes, the majority is a split of state and federal funding. And there is a portion that the city, this was not, we do a two-year budget, and this match funding was not in our two-year budget. We're doing budget right now.
Okay.
So we're planning ahead, but for right now to kick this off, this was not a part of our budget.
Yeah. Yep. It was just a big enough priority for me and the council and the city to make sure we have something.
Yeah.
So
did much work have to be done on the vans?
Not a lot. So most of it was, there was kind of issues with picking them up because we didn't have anyone in the specific drug pool on staff to go and pick them up. So that was kind of a challenge that Nick took care of.
Yeah, there's some challenges. Luckily, we worked with ENOA that had staff there that could get us the vehicles back and forth, and we finally got them here. It's been some challenges that we have to deal with, but we've figured them out so far.
How about storage for the vans? Where will they be?
Yeah, we'll keep the vans in our garage right next to our City Hall building. That's where transportation will kind of run out of. That's our home base for right now.
Okay, and the dispatch, is that from City Hall also?
Yep, dispatch will be from City Hall there, second floor. So down the road, the first 2 months or so, will be free to ride public transportation. But you're going to need to purchase some passes down the road so you can come up to second floor and purchase a pass. Maybe you want to ride 10 rides. Maybe you know that there's going to be 10 rides. You can come up and get a digital pass there for you to keep on.
Okay. Can you maybe go online and buy that?
Right now, no. The software that we have doesn't allow that. But they said hopefully within a year they'll have that capability, because that would help a lot of people so they don't have to come all the way up to City Hall. But you can also purchase if you have cash on hand, you can purchase something right there at the van service too when you schedule something.
Cash? What's that?
Yeah, I know. It's not a whole lot of people carry it around, right? But there's the $2 fee to get one way. So if you just want a quick one, you can schedule that 48 hours advance. You got your $2. You can just give it to the van driver, and they can get you to your destination. We also have the day of, just in case if you can't get, maybe something came up or something that you need to get to right away that day. We do have that option that we're offering where it's just a little bit more. It's just $5 one way. If we can get you into that schedule for the day of, even, we'll try to accommodate you.
And I've got a ride schedule, and I call and say, something's come up, we got a family emergency, now you got that hole, what do you do then? Can you call somebody and say, hey, that ride's open?
Great thing is we have like a bullpen, basically. Think of bringing in the reliever. Have other people there that might need a ride. Mm-hmm. So it is capable to bring somebody up if we have to. We'll reach back out to them. It does happen where people, I can't make my appointment, as long as you let us know ahead of time so we can get something scheduled for somebody else.
Okay. One thing I'm curious about is I understand the theory, the idea behind offering some free rides to get this thing kicked off. Into November's a long time. How did that kind of come about?
So we worked a lot with the state on developing this program. They highly suggested that we do 2 to even 3 months free to kick this off. Yeah, so we're kind of in unknown territory because we're rolling this out. This is all ages, and with ENOA it was as well. But their clients are really the senior citizens. Mm-hmm. This is available for all. So as long as a parent has the necessary car or booster seat, they're able to put that in the van and go take the transportation. So that 2 to 3 months was, or 2 months was really working with the state. And Nick and I are kind of excited about it, but then nervous as well because we could just get bombarded. But we'll, that's how you grow though, right? Is we'll take the good and the bad feedback, and we will see what we can do to improve the program.
Okay, well, I'm on crutches, or I've got a walker, or I've got a wheelchair. How do you handle me?
So I love this one. Because I really like this. My dad's in a wheelchair, so I really like this. So there's 2 different types of transportation. One's curb to curb and one's door to door. The Fremont Transit Program is a door to door service, meaning that our drivers are trained to come up to your door. They cannot come in your house or in your destination, but they can come up to your door and assist you to the van and into the van. Oh. And they are ADA accessible. So if you're in a wheelchair and you need to go up the ramp, they will help you do that. If you have another mobility issue, maybe a walker where going up the ramp is easier than stepping into the van, they will assist you doing that, which I think is wonderful.
Very good. And that take whoever's driving the vans, that take any special training for them?
It does, yes, and they are trained. One of our drivers, our full-time driver, her name's Tammy, and she actually drove for ENOA. So we are very excited to have her on board, as she's going to know a lot of the clients that previously used this, and they've, I think they've even been contacting her asking, like, when is this going to be up and running? We can't wait to ride with you again. So yeah. She's around, and she's trained to do that, and we'll continue driver training as needed by the state.
Well, this has been super. Nick, you want to kind of wrap it up and start with the phone number to call?
Well, I can't remember that one off my head, but thanks.
I'll give you the phone number, and then you go from there. The phone number is 402-459-2845.
Right. So there's the number to get a hold of, or you can jump on our website at fremontne.gov. We have a little tab there for public transportation, or FTP is what we're calling it, Fremont Transit Program. This will allow you to, like I said, it's a need. We know it's a need. We've worked with Task Force to be able to get their ideas too. We have it out. We got it going. Let's if you need some help, we can get you to that destination.
My last thought or question is: I have seen some feedback that you've had on your website, and one of them was, "Please get me the bus again."
Yes, I've seen that on social media too. So that's very long-term, and who knows, like the mayor kind of said, we're rolling this out small. We're trying to build a really strong foundation for this program so that we can do it right.
Yes.
And if that builds into, we had discussions with the state too. If this really builds into what we think it might, it's possible that down the road we might have a door-to-door service and a fixed route. But it's important to get going, see where people are traveling to, even into Omaha. I know we've seen some numbers from ENOA, And I think in 2022, they had 379 rides into Omaha. And those are important figures, but it's all information that will, it's we've got it, and we're slowly looking at it, but it's just getting it up and running and seeing what our community needs right now.
Very good. Grants Coordinator Angie Olson and Park and Rec Director Nick Hansen, thank you very much. Mayor, thank you for keeping these guys working.
Well, they have done a tremendous job. This is a great opportunity for Fremont, you know, I think, to have a service like this, and to, like, there'll be plenty of opportunity in the future. And like Angie said, that was right on. We want the foundation to be solid, and we'd want to serve you well in the public and do a really, really good job. And so you can tell your friends and your family and call in starting today. You can schedule rides starting September 7th, and we'll see you on the road, I guess. So
I would also like to encourage any business owners or like doctor's offices, people that might have clients that would use the service, hop on and try it out yourself too, so that you can share, this is how it works, and here's what to expect, maybe even give us some tips for improvements. And then also to area businesses, maybe note some of the doctor's offices, whether or not your clients are using the service. It might help with timing the scheduling on returns and things like that. So just things for area businesses to keep in mind, that clients will be using it. And there will be pickup times, and the drivers are only allowed to wait like 5 minutes. They will try to call that person, but we know sometimes doctor's appointments can run long. So if just all businesses and organizations can keep that in mind, that'd be great.
Right. Nick, you wanted to add something?
Yeah, one last thing. Our first ride will go out at 8:30 in the morning, and our last ride will be at 4 o'clock pickup. And then it's done for that day. So just keep that in mind when you're scheduling stuff for public transportation. Your first ride's going to be at 8:30. And your second or your last ride is going to be at 4 o'clock.
Very good. You two should be proud of your work. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.